Positive assumption. We all make snap judgments. It's just how our brain works. But interrupting that process with some critical thinking is important, and trying to push those assumptions into a positive place is a really powerful tool. Assuming that people aren't actively trying to be underhand or deceptive means you have a common ground to build from. When we assume negatively, we're only ever in a state of conflict, which is not only exhausting, but usually unproductive. Of course, sometimes people's actions will prove detrimental, but then you can address that by critiquing the actions rather than challenging their identity. It's much easier in the long run to change people's actions than their habitual thought processes. The selves. Authenticity requires resolve and resilience, especially when others are pressuring you to act in a way that doesn't match your values. That's why it's important to find out what builds you up and to practice that regularly. By the selves, we're talking self-confidence, which helps you to trust your own judgment and abilities. But broken down, we can see this as self-efficacy, which comes with achieving our goals and seeing that our skills are valuable when they come into play. You can build this by setting achievable goals and playing to our strengths. And secondly, self-esteem, which comes with a general sense that we have a right to be happy and can cope with what's happening in our lives. This is often controlled by our experience of how people approve or disapprove of us, which to some extent is beyond our control. But taking note of who around you builds your self-esteem and who drains it can help you manage the time you spend with them so that you're generally in a state of being built up. Channel passions. When you consider authenticity, you'll want to release your passion. It's probably why you got into network leadership in the first place. But you also need to consider others' needs and do your best to treat them with courtesy and respect. In stressful situations, this means knowing how to manage your passions to be productive. You may think of that spectrum between Rousseau and Kant, and consider where you sit between passion and reason when it comes to your own authenticity. A lot of this module has been about bringing us to the present moment and critiquing that minute and rapid process between thought and action that has such big consequences for our relationships and reputation. But next time, we'll move further away from what is into what might be as we examine how your network can influence change.